holy. You are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy, holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I live my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, Lord. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord. And so, Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We want to thank you for another day that you've made and another day that you've allowed us to see. Thank you for life this morning. Thank you for health this morning. Thank you for strength this morning. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you for your mercies that are new every single morning, because your faithfulness is great. Your consistency is great. God, your power is great. Your awesomeness is great, God, and I want to say thank you. Thank you, God, that you are my God, for there's no God like you. You're magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. And so as we gather ourselves this morning in our corporate prayer on this Tuesday, God, we declare that we exalt your name, for your name is lifted up. It's high and lifted up, oh God, and when we lift up your name, your word says that you'll draw all men unto you. And it's us, and it's our desire, God, to be in your presence. It's our desire to be in your midst. It's our desire to be with you. Just a closer walk with you, God, is all we desire. God, we're not asking for riches. We're not asking for houses and land. God, we're not asking for anything else but a need, God, a desperate need, a yearning and a burning, God, a need to walk closer with you. For when we are with you, God, when we're in your presence, God, there is fullness of joy, God. When we're in your presence, God, we have the protection that we need from the cares of this world. God, life, oh God, it can bring about many bumps and bruises. It can bring about many times of discouragement and despair. But God, as long as we can keep our mind stayed on you, as long as we are in your presence, God, as long as we are in your midst, God, there is safety, there is joy, there is peace, there is deliverance,
There is healing. God, there is power. And so, God, it's our desire that we stay and remain near to thee. But, God, sometimes we fall short. And I even fell short yesterday, God. I fell short, oh, God, and found myself to be discouraged. God, found myself, oh, God, to be a little down. But as I went throughout the day, or not even as I went throughout the day, as I got myself heading on my way to work, God, I had a whole bunch of stuff going in my mind. But, God, you encouraged me immediately as soon as I got in that car, Lord. I didn't have a chance to read the scripture, Lord. I did have a chance to pray. And it's important, God, when we come about trials and tribulations come our way, God, don't allow us just to sit there, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, to sit there in a pity party, but God, help us to seek after you, God. Help us to have wisdom enough, God, to yield to your will, God, and say, God, I don't know what's going on, God. I'm discouraged. I'm hurt, God. I'm having problems, God, but I need your help. God, you're the only one that can solve our situations. You're the only one that can bring us out, God. You're the only one that can make a way, God. So help us to stand upon your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And your word tells us to call upon you, and you will answer us, God. It's all we have to do is call on the name of Jesus. There's still power in the name of Jesus. There is still everything that we need in the name of Jesus. And so, God, as I began to pray yesterday, God, oh, God, I felt your glory, God, come about me, God, and I still was in the battle, God, but God, as soon as I got into the car, you reminded me through a song to be strong, God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Just be strong instead. And you told Joshua, be strong and courageous, and no fear. Do not fear. Fear not, for I'm with you. Just as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you, God. And just as you were with my forefathers, God, my leaders, God, you're able to be with me as well, God. And so no matter the storms that may come in our lives, God, you're still able to be with us as long as we're willing to be strong, to be courageous, to fear not, God, and to trust you, oh God. And we declare that we trust you today, God, because you are a God. You are a God that never fails. You never fall short of your glory. And so, God, help us, God, every single day as we continue in the midst of our, God, 40-day fast. God, I believe we're on day 15 today. Oh, God, day 15, God, take us higher in you in the mighty name of Jesus. Grow us stronger in you in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep us in the heart of your hands and in the center of your will, God, on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to surround us, God, with your anointing, God, that as we walk through this perilous pathway, God, oh, God, that we'll be strong. And as I declare that right now, I'm reminded of what I said to a young lady last week. That God, you don't allow anything, you don't allow us to go through anything, Lord, unless you know that we're able to handle it. God, you won't put no more on us than we can bear. So, God, if we're going through a financial situation, God, you feel the need, or you feel that we're able to handle it. That you blessed enough and that you love us enough that you know that we can handle it, because you don't put nothing on us that we cannot bear, that we cannot handle. So every trial that we're going through, every tribulation, God, that we're going through, you counted us worthy to go through that, and you counted us worthy to go higher and to get stronger in you. And God, in those situations, those uncomfortable things, those, God, things that are troubling us, God, they're there just to refine us. They're there just to make us stronger. They're there to produce, oh God, a fruit, God, that cannot be compared, oh God, to anything in this world, God. So God, let your jewels, oh God, let those pearls, oh God, be created, oh God. Let the storm winds come, God. Oh God, let the strong winds blow, God. Let the, oh God, the enemy try to attack us, Lord. That all he's doing, God, is creating a pearl, oh God, a fine jewel, a royal diadem in your people, God, so that, God, you can take us higher. Thank you, God, for counting us worthy for the trials and the tribulations that we've gone through and the trials that we may be in today. We thank you, God, that you're more than able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask for or think. So when we ask, God, oh, God, you can do even more, God. When we go through, God, you are able to bring us through, God. If we are willing to trust you, God, you never fail. And so greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. God, help us to stand upon you and help us to stand upon your promises.
and help us to stand. Just do it. Just do what you tell us to do, and that's to stand. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. For this battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. So though you may take us through it, God, you're going to bring it. Though you may take us to it or bring us to it, God, you're able to bring us through it. Because you don't begin anything and don't end it. God, you are a finisher. And not only are you a finisher, God, you are the beginning. So you are our Alpha. You are our Omega. So, God, if you allow us to start it, God, you are the ending. God, you can help bring us through. And so, God, we thank you, God, that you know the thoughts that you think towards us. Thank you that your thoughts are of peace and not of evil. Thank you, oh, God, that your thoughts are of joy, oh, God, and not sorrow. Thank you, oh, God, for your thoughts, oh, God, that are greater than the thoughts that we can ever think, oh, God, about ourselves. Your thoughts, your ways are far above our ways. Your thoughts, oh, God, are far above our thoughts. So, God, we trust you. That's our declaration this morning. We believe in you, God. We exalt you, oh, God, and we know that your will shall be done. Help us, as I spoke on Sunday, God, to declare the executive orders or to apply those executive orders in our lives. God, your word has many of them, God. But you gave us the executive order to move forward on Sunday, and you gave us the executive order of catastrophe prevention, Lord. Help us to be diligent. God, help us to go all in for you. God, even when trials and tribulations come, and it doesn't seem like we have the strength, oh, God, to do it. We don't have the power to do it. Remind us that it's not by our power, it's not by our might, but it's by your spirit. And then, God, to prevent this catastrophe, God, help us to be watchful and prayerful, God, that as the enemy comes, God, not to try to fight him on our own, oh, God, because this battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities, God. So we need the one who's able to defeat the principalities, the spiritual darkness of this world, the spiritual wickedness in high places. We need you, God. You're the one that's able to do it, God. So help us, oh, God, to watch and pray and to persevere. And, God, if we do this, God, there's no weapon that's formed against us that shall be able to prosper. The enemy cannot defeat us. The enemy cannot conquer us. He won't win the fight, God. We shall win, oh, God, and we shall not die. So bless us, God. Keep us this day. God, we ask for your spirit. God, Holy Ghost, come to more and overshadow us. Not overshadow us. God, just fill us with your spirit, God, on this day. Cast out everything that's unlike you. God, we plead the blood right now. Let your blood wash us. Let your blood cover us. Drive out discouragement. Drive out ailments. Drive out sickness and disease. Heal the body, heal the mind, heal the soul, God. Do your miracle, wonder-working power, God, that only you can do. Only you can do it, God. And so we put our trust in you, and we put our hope in you, God. Fill us with your love, God. Fill us with your humble spirit, Lord. Help us, oh, God, to forgive those that have trespassed against us, God, and provide us with the healing, God, all that we need, God. Honor our fasting. Honor our praying, God. Continue to take us higher, oh, God, and bless us, oh, God, that we may have a spirit of reconciliation, a spirit, oh, God, to build bridges instead of destroying bridges, oh, God. And then, God, let a revival bring forth, a spring forth out of us in the name of Jesus. God, I don't want to come together just to pass the time, God, but I desire, oh, God, that you stir up in the people, that when we come together, that they'll be ready to worship you and adore you, God. And so, God, if they don't do it, God, God, let me be an example. God, help me to be an example, willing to worship, willing to adore you, willing to praise you, willing to go all in, because God, you are a good God, and you're worthy of our praise and worthy of our adoration. And so I've gone past my time, God, but I thank you for another day. And so I pray for these people that have decided or that chose to stay on, God. They could have put that two-minute bell on there and jumped off real quickly. But I thank you, God, that we have a desire to pray. So honor our consecration. Honor our fasting. Honor our commitment to you, God. Let us reap, oh, God, in our due time and our due season, and we'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.